Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perkhas, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishib Zechar, Van Yosef, Gagun, Big Kar of Mamish. And she tells us, Chav of Chaver, as someone who wounds his friend, Chayev all of Mishum Chamisha Dvarim, he could be Chayev one or some or all of these five things. Benezek, Betzar, Ripoy, Beshevs, Bebashes. Payment for the damage caused, Tsar's pain, Ripoy is healing, Sheves is loss of work, and Beshes is embarrassment. And she continues, Benezek, Ketzad, how is the payment for damaging the person evaluated? Simas Enoi, let's say he blinded his eye, Kotas Yadi, cut off his hand. She bears struggle. He broke his foot. And over here it means that the foot is not usable anymore. We view this fellow as if he's an eved being sold at the market. And we evaluate how much he was worth before the damage versus how much he was worth after the damage. And that difference is how much is paid. Tsar, how do we evaluate for pain that was caused? Let's say he burned him with a metal spit or a nail. Even on his own fingernail. In a place where it doesn't cause a chabura, it doesn't cause a wound, it just hurts. We evaluate how much a person would want to get paid to go through such pain, and that's the payment for pain. Ripoy, what about healing? Well, if he struck him, he has to heal him. He has to pay for doctor bills. All but smachim, let's say some sort of infection or blister or boils came up on him. If it came because of the hit that he received from the fellow, the guy's have to pay for it. It's not because he was hit, potter, so the guy's potter. Let's say the wound that was caused healed, and then it got worse, and then it healed again, and it got worse, the one who caused the wound has to pay for healing it. However, if it got 100% completely healed, then if something came back afterwards, he doesn't have to pay for that. Sheves, what about the loss of work? How do we evaluate that? We evaluate him as if he's a cucumber watchman. He's already paid for his hand or foot. Remember, we said the nezek is his guy's overall loss in value. So sheves is just the amount he's losing from not being able to work currently in his state that he's in. And lastly, Baishas, how's embarrassment paid? Everything has to do with the one embarrassing and the one who's getting embarrassed. Different people have different levels of embarrassment, so it really depends. The Mishnah continues, someone who embarrasses somebody who's unclothed. Somebody who embarrasses somebody who's blind. He embarrasses somebody who's sleeping. He still has to pay for that. If somebody was sleeping and he managed to embarrass somebody else, Potter, he's not chayv to pay. Let's say a person fell from a roof, and he damaged somebody and embarrassed them at the same time. He's chayv for the damage, but putter for the baishas. Because the pasuk says that a woman stretched out her hand and she grabbed a man's embarrassing spot, and that tells us a person's only chayv to pay for embarrassing somebody if they had kavana to do what they were doing. But if they fell off of a roof, damaged, and embarrassed somebody, that's not kavana. So therefore, the person wouldn't be chayv to pay. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah tells us zechar ba'adam bishar. This is something that we find that's more strict by person than an animal. If a person damages, he would have to pay one or all of these five things. He also has to pay for making a woman miscarry. If a shar damages, the owner only has to pay for the damage and also does not have to pay for children that the ox caused a woman to miscarry. We're going to stop it for the damn pickup tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.